beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. If you've been listening since the start of the program, you know we are in Prescott for the Christmas tree lighting, and you know that we had a very cold, snowy Christmas one time up here that just about freezed everyone out, but you don't have to worry about that this year. There is not a cloud in the sky from our view up here on the Jersey Lily balcony on Whiskey Row, and it's a wonderful temperature. It'll warm up nicely today, and it'll be a nice, just a perfect chill this afternoon, evening, for the parade and the courthouse lighting. We had the Dunham family come up from Scottsdale, who were here, and with their son, Nick. They rent a home right up here in the historic district. This is about their eighth year that they've made this part of their Christmas tradition here in Arizona. They come down, they set their chairs up on the courthouse.
There's people setting up right now. You got to get in there early.
To get your place, they clear out all the parking along the route. So you've got the parking and so then the sidewalk is a little bit offset behind it, so there's plenty of area to continue to move around. But set up your chairs, and then you have just about everything is open on the square. You've got cafes for breakfast and coffee. You have antique stores. You have clothing stores. You have the Chamber of Commerce down on the south side. Jersey Lily opens at 11. It may open a little earlier today. So people are setting up, and it's just part of their family tradition. It is alive in Arizona. So if you don't think there is community, if you don't think there's tradition, if you don't think there's history, you're just not trying.
Just got to keep looking around. And we, on our website, we actually created a resource guide for you. If you're out Christmas shopping today, there's stuff all across the state, good food, good products that you can buy that support local. And up here, of course, there are just dozens of shops that you could shop at while you're up here for the parade. And one of my favorites is right behind the Jersey Lily on the west side of the courthouse square. And it's Fancy That. So if you were looking for a cool shop, she's got a big warehouse done in kind of shabby chic for Christmas stuff. Cool. Cool stuff.
Just one of the little treasures you can find. There are many of them. So take your time. Don't feel like you're in a rush. I think that's something that a lot of people have a hard time doing. Sitting down, relaxing, stopping, enjoying it, going slow is a lost art, and you can enjoy that here. Don't get in a hurry. Don't feel rushed. And you know, if someone's going a little slow in front of you, that's okay. Just enjoy it. We had Eugene write in from Green Valley, and I heard us talking about water softening, and he says, I understand the process of a softener and the use of salt. I spent 11 years in the U.S. Navy, and if anyone knows how bad salt is someone who's been in the ocean for a long time. So he wants to get rid of, he understands that salt's bad, which is good, which is really what we're doing when we're softening water. We're trying to take the hard mineral deposits out. But he had a number of complicated questions that follow it, and he's also seen some of these other, quote, water conditioning. And I'm glad that they've at least started naming their products as water conditioners. Sure, you can condition the water. Rosie uses the analogy all the time. You can take a bucket of water and stir it, and you're conditioning it by aerating it. So you can, but what are you really accomplishing that as it relates to the water quality inside your plumbing, for your water using appliances, for your laundry, for your soap detergents? What you're looking for is water softened equipment. And we'll actually have our Southern Arizona water quality expert on next Saturday. So Eugene, stay tuned. One more week without treated water won't hurt you, and you'll get your expert answer from your local Arizona water expert next week. That's one of the things we love about our certified partner program, is we have experts in each part of the state. You can find them all at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. That's Rosie on thehouse.com. Just simply select your region, your category of interest, and there is the certified partner there. For a contractor, it has to be 5 years in business locally, licensed, bonded, insured. They have to have a background check.
That's drug, right.
Drug testing.
This is the owner has to be background checked, and they have to have a drug alcohol policy in place for the employees, and we checked 20 of their most current clients, not necessarily the most happiest, wonderful clients, because everybody it's what you do when you have a problem. You know, what is their customer service like? That's what we're checking at. Is the homeowner number one in their mind like it is in ours?
If you've been in business for 5 years, even if you're kind of a pain in the neck, you probably have 20 satisfied customers. We want to make sure that your last 20 are satisfied to show a consistency in serving your client. Every contractor that's been in business, I'll tell you, they've had to bite the bullet on this, and they've lost money on certain jobs. It just was unforeseen circumstances. It's the nature of contracting, unfortunately. A lot of people can't recover from those errors, or a lot of people don't put value in satisfying their customer and will just opt to leave the job unsatisfactory. But that's why you go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. We vetted it for you for your convenience.
Satisfaction guarantee.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at RosieOnTheHouse.com or ranking Arizona.